Good day and welcome to all Sokola Duma readers and listeners. The following is a reading of Beaver Nazo's interview with Cape Town City fullback Edmilson Dove, featured in issue number 1168 of the Sokola Duma newspaper. Physical copies of the paper will not be printed this week or next week, but we do have a digital version of the paper available on maxter.com. If you head over to sokoladuma.co.za, at the top of the page you'll find a tab that says Buy SL Online. If you click that link, you'll find a step-by-step guide on how to sign up and read the digital copy. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's have a look at this interview.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Beaver Nazo opens by asking, Eddie, you have continued on your upward trajectory at Cape Town City, and evidence of that is that you have played in all of the club's league games so far, that being 23. Edmilson responds, yeah, man, I fully agree with you there. I'm grateful to have coaches that believe in my ability, and I thank God for protecting me from injuries. I hope I will stay injury-free until the rest of the season. I want to play in all our games this season. I think what has made me to be where I am today is the belief and faith I have in my ability. I came here with one thing in mind, to grow as a player and to take my football career to another level. I mean, of course, my first season wasn't the best because I sustained an injury, but there is a lot that has gone well for me since then. Beaver then asks, being converted earlier on in the season from your usual left-back position to central defense would not have come without its fair share of challenges, though. Edmilson responds, I feel more comfortable playing as a left-back because that is my natural position. That's what got me here, you understand? However, playing as a center-back, it happened one day that all our central defenders were out for that particular game, some injured, some suspended. I can't remember who we were playing, and Coach Benny came to me and said, listen, I want you to play as a centre-back today because I do not have anyone else. I said, if it's for the benefit of the team, I will do it, Coach, and I will give it my all. I played that game, I did well, and he decided to keep me there for a number of games. Sometimes we do those sacrifices for the team. I'm glad that I discovered that I am an equally good central defender. It's been good, but I still prefer to play as a left-back. Beaver then asks why. Edmilson responds, the left back is my natural position and it is what got me here. Cape Town City signed me as a left back and like I said, I was a makeshift centre back. Besides, I enjoy going up and down the left side, delivering crosses and creating scoring chances for my teammates. Beaver then asks, you have also scored some crucial goals for the team. Where does the appetite for bulging the net come from? Edmilson responds, I just realized that scoring goals is not only for strikers. In the previous seasons, I used to stay behind when we won corner kicks and free kicks until Coach Benny told me to go up for them because I am good in the air. That's when it all started. I hope I will score more than the three I have scored already by the end of the season. Beaver then asks, your good form has not gone unnoticed this season, as Mamelodi Sundowns are believed to have been eyeing your services for a while now. Some reports say you have already signed a pre-contract with Downs. Is that so? Edmilson responds, no man, those are just rumors. I have never had any conversation with anyone at Sundowns. There is no connection between Sundowns and me. You know how it is, man. Stories just come out of nowhere sometimes. I have never spoken to anyone at Sundowns. Beaver then asks, your former teammates like Aubrey Ngoma, Lyle Leke, and Lebogang Manyama have gone on to sign for bigger teams in the country. Surely you would like the same for yourself. Edmilson responds, firstly, I am happy for the guys you mentioned that they took that step in their careers. However, I am not going to put myself under pressure to say I also want to move just because they have moved. If the move comes, I will decide then what to do. I am playing for a very good team that treats me well, so I'm not thinking about moving, unless of course there is something that comes up and I decide to look into it. Beaver then asks, tell us how you found the experience of playing in South Africa so far. Edmilson responds, it's been great, really good. I have had nothing to complain about since arriving here. The people here have been great, especially my teammates. The country itself is a great country. I feel like I am at a home away from home. Beaver then asks, when you arrived from Mozambique, did you have any doubts that you'd make it here? Edmilson responds, yes, I was a little bit anxious because this is a foreign country. There was that thing in the back of my mind that this country is bigger and better in football than my country. The league is the best in Africa, so there was that little bit of doubt. Back home, we don't speak English. However, I learned fast. What helped me was the fact that back home in Maputo, I used to stay with foreign players, so it was not all that blank when I got here. I had an idea of what someone was saying when they were talking. I love learning new things, and I learned quickly because sometimes I would force my teammates to speak to me in English and isiZulu so that I could learn. Beaver then asks, things seem to be going wrong for the citizens at the start of the season, which came as a surprise since a lot of people thought that you'd build from the heroics of the previous campaign where you won the MTN 8. Edmilson responds, I think it's not something that bad, man. In life in general, not everything will always go the way you want it. We had a good previous season, and our aim was to continue where we left off the previous season. It is just one of those seasons where, no matter how hard we try, nothing is working out the way we want. I cannot blame it on anything. We keep pushing and believing that things will work out eventually. I mean, a team cannot turn out to be a bad team over one season. Yes, it was a bad season for us, but it doesn't take away from all the hard work that we have been putting in at training and in matches. Beaver then asks, the bad start resulted in the departure of Coach Benny. How did you guys feel about that development? And Milson responds, ish, it was a bit of a heartbreak, man, because of how things happened. Beaver then asks, what do you mean? And Milson responds, I mean, even myself. I found out about it when I woke up in the morning preparing to go to training. I read that he was not there anymore. He was more like a brother to us than a coach. In addition, he gave us the platform to talk to him about everything we were experiencing and everything that we were concerned about. He would share with us experiences about his football career, and it gave all of us confidence. We had that connection with him. It was sad for us having to continue our journey without him. However, as footballers, we had to accept everything and move on. We had to work with the coach that came in and give him our support, and also give our best on the field of play for the team, which is what we have been doing now. Our new coach, Jan Olderikirink, is a great guy and a good coach, so we had to do all we can to help him achieve whatever he can achieve with the team. Beaver then asks, have you spoken to Coach Benny after his decision to leave? Ed Nielsen then responds, of course. I am one of those who have always kept in touch with Coach Benny. I send him a message whenever I can, and he replies whenever he can. We have met on two occasions at the stadium watching football after his departure. It was really good to see him again and talk to him. Beaver then asks, did he say anything to you about his decision to leave? Edmilson responds, not really, man, and I wasn't comfortable asking him about that. Besides, I know that he had good plans for the team, and now he has left, so I was not comfortable bringing that up. Beaver then asks, what were his plans for the team? Edmilson responds, maybe that is not the right thing for me to share or talk about, especially now that he is no longer with the team. He is a great coach, though, who is destined for great things, and I am sure he will get a job soon. He will be back in football soon. Beaver then asks, when Coach Rikirink replaced him, he did not have the best of starts, leading to a bit of panic among the club's fans, but the club managed to get some points to move up the table before the league suspension due to the coronavirus. Has it been a matter of you guys finally understanding what he wants from you? Edmilson responds, I think we adjusted very well to his principles, but of course, when you come in the middle of the season, you have your back against the wall because you didn't get preseason and you have to come in and deliver. But he is a good coach. He is the type of coach who, when there's something that you are not doing right, will call you aside and show you how he wants things to be done. That is what we need as players from the coach, and I have faith and belief that better days are coming under him. Beaver responds, in an interview with Sokola Duma in edition number 1158, he said that he prefers his players to pass and share the ball than to dribble or take on players. Yet we see a player like Surprise Ralani taking on players week in, week out. Does he encourage him to keep doing it? Edmilson responds, of course, man, we cannot all be the same or equal, you know? Surprise has got a quality that I haven't seen in many players. He does everything with confidence, and it seems like everything he tries just happens, you know? The coach encourages that. I mean, you cannot ask Surprise to knock long balls, which is not his quality. You want to play your players according to their strengths. Surprise's strength is taking on players, and it has been to the benefit of the team. So why would you discourage that? So yeah, the coach always tells us at training that the ball runs faster than the man, and that we need to pass the ball more often. We have been doing as he asks, and I feel like it has been working. Beaver then responds, on a rather sad note, there is the outbreak of COVID-19, which has propelled football authorities worldwide to come to the decision to shut their respective leagues down for the moment. How has this affected your training program? Edmilson responds, it has been so hard and so difficult not seeing the guys. I would say that we are just keeping normal because I don't think we would reach the required fitness levels by the time the league resumes. Beaver responds, how do you keep fit as a team in a situation like this? Edmilson responds, it's really hard. With the 21-day lockdown, we cannot even go jogging in the mornings. Beaver then asks, so what does your daily routine look like now? Edmilson responds, we just keep training and following the routine that was given to us, which I doubt will be enough to keep us fit, which is why I am saying we will not reach the required fitness levels when we reopen. Beaver responds, how have the people back home in Mozambique reacted to this pandemic? And Nielsen responds, everyone is as shocked. I have since made it my daily routine to call my family there every day to make sure that they remain safe and keep to the required process of washing hands very often and staying indoors. Beaver closes by saying, Eddie, let's leave it there, brother. Please keep safe and keep taking the necessary safety precautions. And Nielsen closes by saying, you're welcome, big brother, and you must also stay safe. Thank you very much for tuning in to Soccer La Duma Radio. For those of you wondering, the reason why we are doing these articles in this format is because we know that a lot of you won't be able to go outside and pick up physical copies of the newspaper due to the coronavirus pandemic and the lockdown it has caused. And so for that reason, you can find us here on Soccer La Duma Radio, Spotify, Apple, or Google Play to find readings of all of your favorite articles, interviews, and editors' columns. So make sure to stay tuned. You'll still get all of the same content, even if you can't pick up the paper. Cheers.